India.
Dash.
India-Forums.com. At its best.
You're listening to Craze FM, and this is Wakasumi Live every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, giving you tons and tons of fun, tons of songs, interviews with celebrities from Bollywood as well as TV. In conjunction with the India Forum, today we have somebody very special for you guys, whom you have been waiting for. And this is Mr. who's it? Mr. Mihir Misra. And he shot to fame with Star Plus Sanjeevani, where he became a household name. Many still know him as Dr. Rahul of Sanjeevani. The pair of Dr. Rahul and Dr. Juhi, played by the beautiful Gurdeep Kohli of Sindoor fame, became one of the hottest pairs of Indian television. And today we have Mr. Mihir with us right now on the other side from India. Hello.
Hi, Vikas, how are you?
Main bilkul theek thaak, aap sunaye Mihir, aap kaise hain?
Ekdam badhiya, ekdam badhiya.
Zabardast, to kaisa aapka din, kaisa raha aaj? Sab kuch theek thaak?
Bahut bahut hectic tha, but bahut achha din tha aaj. Kuch tough scenes kiye, ek chhota sa new show kar raha hu main India mein, and स्टापन पे आता है जिसका नाम है डरना मना है.
हाँ बिल्कुल सही, काफी लोग देखते हैं.
थ्रिलर शो है तो काफी हेक्टिक था, बट आई एंजॉयड माय वर्क. काफी एक्सप्लोर करने को मिला अपने कैरेक्टर को.
ब्यूटीफुल. तो मौसम कैसा है इंडिया का आज? मतलब कैसा मौसम है
आज? थोड़ा निपी है. आई एम एक्चुअली अभी बस घर ही पहुंचा हूं, आपसे बात करते करते मैं घुसा ही हूं.
अच्छा अच्छा.
स्टैंडिंग इन माय बेडरूम नेक्स्ट टू माय विंडो, एंड अच्छी हवा चल रही है, निपी है, थोड़ी सी ठंड है.
कूल कूल. हमारे जो लिसनर्स अभी ये कंफर्म भी कर देंगे, बिकॉज वी हैव लिसनर्स इन इंडिया, पाकिस्तान, अमेरिका, कनाडा, जर्मनी, एवरीवेयर ऑन द वर्ल्ड.
वेरी गुड लिसनर्स इन इंडिया. आई एम नॉट किडिंग, आई लिव इन बियारी रोड इन बसोवा मुंबई. प्री निपी एट द फ्लोर आई एम ऑन.
ओके, आपको मैं स्टार्ट करता हूँ आज की बातें. संजीवनी फैन इज द नेम ऑफ दिस फर्स्ट पर्सन हु इज गोना आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन. उनकी तरफ से मुझे मिला है. कहती है, हेलो मिहिर, माई नेम इज नीमा. योर केमिस्ट्री विद डॉक्टर जूही वॉज माइंड ब्लोइंग. एट अ टाइम्स यू टू रियली मेड अस क्राई. यू कुड फील द लव बिटवीन जूही एंड राहुल एंड रीच आउट टू देम. It was the best love story I have seen, and you were exceptional as Dr. Rahul. I love your eyes and the looks that you gave Juhi. Your scenes with Juhi was the best in Jungle. Your basketball playing was awesome. You were versatile as Dr. Rahul. Naughty, serious, loving, playful, funny, jealous, in pain. Man, you were awesome. Hope we can see you in another role such as like that. I love you as Vikram also, but Rahul was the best. Also, your smile is the best, and you are the best looking actor on TV. Mihir, you rock, and I love you and your smile and your eyes. Mihir Misra rocks my world. Oh.
Oh my God, Nima, you know, you set me off my feet if you're listening on this, because
she's
my God, and my wife is not in this room because she would have been jealous.
I understand that. There are lots of other messages like that as well, so just keep on waiting. The first question, Mihir, is Lucky Girl ki taraf se. Wo kehti hai, when and how did you first decide to become an actor? Shauk kab shuru aapko?
Mera shauk shayad main keh sakta hu ki bachpan se hi tha, lekin hua aise ki meri mother is industry se judi hui hai.
Achha.
Wo India mein to Doordarshan channel hai, unke liye kaafi programs kar rahi thi. Mm-hmm. To उनकी जान पहचान में ऐसे लोग थे जो मुंबई इंडस्ट्री के जाने पहचाने उस वक्त के डायरेक्टर थे, जैसे कि आनंद महेंद्रू, जिनने काफी हिट कॉमेडी शोज बनाए टेलीविजन पे.
बिल्कुल सही.
तो उस वजह से वो लोग हमेशा मेरी माता को कोक्स करते थे कि अपने इस बेटे को दे दो एक्टिंग में. बट मेरी माँ का हमेशा कहना था कि पहले पढ़ाई पूरी हो जाए, फिर बाकी चीजें देखेंगे. कहीं एक्टर नहीं बन पाए तो पढ़ा लिखा होगा तो कुछ और नौकरी तो कर लेगा.
बिल्कुल सही बात है. यही
इंक्लिनेशन तो बचपन से ही था, लेकिन ये कुछ पांच साढ़े पांच साल पहले की बात है. जब मेरे ब्रदर की शादी हो रही थी तो मेरी सिस्टर एक कंपनी जिसे यूनिवर्सल स्टूडियोज के लिए काम कर रही थी, यूनिवर्सल इंडिया, और उनका कोई नया म्यूजिक वीडियो बन रहा था. तो शी जस्ट हैपन टू बी एट द वेडिंग, और उन्होंने कहा कि क्यों नहीं तुम अपनी फोटोज भिजवा देते, क्या पता, आई मीन यू गुड लुकिंग, आई शुड बिलीव दैट. अच्छा, ये शायद मेरी लेग पुल कर दी, बिकॉज आई नेवर थॉट आई वुड. तो बस वन थिंग लेट टू अनदर, इत्तेफाक की बात है, वो फोटोग्राफ सिलेक्ट हो गई और उन लोगों ने मुझे ऑडिशन के लिए मुंबई बुलाया. मैंने अपना पहला म्यूजिक वीडियो किया लाइफ में, एंड सूनर देन लेटर आई रियलाइज, एक साल बाद उसके आई वॉज बैक इन मुंबई, शिफ्टेड माई बेस एंड स्टार्टेड हंटिंग फॉर वर्क. दो साल काफी स्ट्रगल करी, उसके बाद संजीवनी हैपन्ड, जस्ट फेल इन माई लैप विद गॉड लक, आई गेस गॉड अंडरस्टूड दैट आई स्ट्रगल इनफ.
जबरदस्त, दैट्स ग्रेट. मिस्टिक मैजिक की तरफ से यही सवाल था, वैसे व्हेन यू गेट योर फर्स्ट ब्रेक, सो आई थिंक दैट इज व्हेन यू गेट योर फर्स्ट ब्रेक, इज़न्ट इट?
Right,
when
that's
jumped in.
My first
yeah. So, where did you grow up? That's from Anita. पूछना चाहती हैं कौन कहाँ पर आप बड़े हुए कैसे कैसा था बचपन आपका?
हम काफी जगह बड़े हुए हैं क्योंकि मेरे फादर एयरफोर्स ऑफिसर थे.
Moved
around a lot. बस ज्यादातर हम दिल्ली में ही रहे क्योंकि हमारी स्कूलिंग जो मेन इम्पोर्टेंट स्कूलिंग जिसे कहते हैं दिल्ली में ही हुई थी. बचपन मेरा गल्फ में गुजरा. आई वॉज बींग एजुकेटेड इन अमेरिकन स्कूल इन द गल्फ फॉर अबाउट थ्री इयर्स माई लाइफ. My basics came from an American school, but उसके बाद ज्यादातर हम लोग दिल्ली में रहे और वहीं मेरा most of my bachpan went through. Yeah.
So I also went to American school. That's where my American is coming out from. Aglaiz, tell us something about your parents. That's from Anjali. How close are you, mom and dad?
And how close everything? I'm very close to my parents. I'm in fact they are. They're the people, they're the driving force behind me, besides my wife now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always encouraged me in whatever I wanted to do. And my father was an ex-Air Force officer, and my mother was a businesswoman until she gave up her career because her sons were going out of control. Okay, I don't need to get in that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm very close to them. They have always helped me, they've backed me up. I was doing a very good job in Delhi when I decided to come to Bombay and try my luck at acting. And they just gave me the full support as any great parents would do. And here I am because of the faith and trust.
Exactly. No, that's very good. Because maa baap ek aisi cheez hoti hai is duniya mein jo ki aapko matlab if you do feel that they are the driving force banda kafi door nikal jata hai unki duaon se, isn't it?
Mera sirf I believe hum log bachpan mein aur apni teenage umar mein kafi koste apne maa baap ko ye nahi karne diya wo nahi karne diya. But aaj jab main shaadi shuda hu aur ek beti ka baap hu to main kehta hu ki I think jo hamare parents ne kiya wo sahi kiya. You have to respect your parents, man. I mean, you are here because of them.
Exactly.
If they weren't there, you wouldn't be here.
यही बात है. अगला क्वेश्चन है आपके, क्योंकि अब आपकी शादी हो चुकी है, लेकिन क्वेश्चन नीमा की तरफ से है. Your first crush.
My first crush, to be very honest, was my political science teacher in grade 11.
Okay.
And, and I was totally smitten by her, and
I can bet that you never missed your classes.
Pardon me?
I bet that you never missed her classes, did you?
I never missed her classes, and I was a backbencher throughout all the other classes. And her class, I used to come right in front.
Oh.
And I used to just gaze at her the entire class when she used to take. And she used to get so embarrassed, she used to ask me, what are you doing? Why are you just looking at me? And I used to, at that age, I used to tell her, ma'am, I am in love with you.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was so smitten by her. So she was, and I still remember her, and I hope one day I get to meet her and I tell her that.
You never know.
I guess she's too blushed.
You never know. She might be listening because, as I said before, we have listeners from all age groups. Would you like to say anything to her if you remember her name?
Well, if Mrs. Keith is learning on, is listening to this one, Mrs. Keith, I may have been a bad student to you, but I still think now, and I have to be politically correct, after my wife, you're one of the few beautiful women I've ever seen, and I always had this crush on you, and I would say crush, nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And you rock. You rocked then, and I'm sure you rock now.
Okay, Mrs. Keith, if you're listening, it would be nice to hear back from you. I got a question. I'm here. Let's see. It's a message. Hi, we are Farah and Amy from Bangladesh. We love you so much. You are our first crush. Our first question is, what made you strike that Manini is that right girl for you?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I realized about the fact that I wanted to marry my wife Manini was kehte hain ki jab kisi ki mulaqat honi hoti hai to aapko dhoondne ki zarurat nahi hoti hai, and you know you just don't have to look for anybody. The right person just comes along, and at that moment you just know it's right. And I've never known my wife. I'd never met her before. We met on a couple of occasions, and then we once finally met in a Diwali party, and then she called me out of the blue, and we dated each other for a day.
Mm-hmm.
That, no, in fact, 2 days. And the third day, I proposed to her.
Whoa.
Because something in my heart told me that, you know,
she's the one.
If I miss the boat now,
then it's gone.
I'll never have it again. I would have lost the one chance that God gave me.
No.
Luckily, I was intelligent enough, because it's just a string in your heart.
That's good. Okay, the message here from Farah and Amy is, please, can you say, I love you, Farah and Amy, with your sweet voice, is the message. Farah and Amy.
This is especially for Farah and Amy.
Yeah.
I really love you guys. Thank you so much. Without your love and support, I wouldn't be here where I am and wouldn't be able to talk to you people. Thank you. I love you. You guys rock.
Oh, that's sweet. Agla question is from Anjali, and she's saying, tell us something about your daughter, Dianur. Is she naughty?
Oh, is she naughty? I've just gotten back home, and wo unka bedtime hai generally 11 baje, and she uses this excuse with everybody in the house, including the servants and her mother, that dad hasn't come back home, so I'm not going to sleep. Knowing fully well that dad's going to be very upset because she's not in bed in time.
Exactly.
And knowing also fully well that one smile of hers would make her father melt, and she would be awake till 1 o'clock playing with him, though he has a shoot 7 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. So what about you? Were you naughty when you were a child?
I was actually not really naughty when I was a child, but yes, I was a devil when I was a teenager.
Ah, okay. So what did you do there?
Yes, what is it? Initial stages mein apne maa baap ko thoda dhoka de diya, uske baad I showed them my true colors.
The next question is, were you disappointed when the track of Sanjeevani changed?
I was very disappointed because, you know, it was my first show and it was the closest to my heart and was the break I needed so desperately in life, and I kind of, you know, I was under the skin of the character and I used to sing, walk, talk like that character, and then I made it come to a certain level, and then suddenly it got changed for whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It did feel bad, but then I guess television is all about this, and you know, it's just, it's another job, it's a character you're playing. All I think is that every character that I play, I have to play it with my honest heart, so that, you know,
exactly,
I do an honest job.
बिल्कुल सही. लेकिन आप, because your character actually bagged a lot of fans and lots of girls from all ages were totally nuts after you. So any incident that comes to your mind, कोई ऐसा incident आता है दिमाग में एकदम ही कि somebody ran after you or somebody tried to do something, take out the blood and write a letter or something?
एक incident है जहाँ पे हम regularly shoot करते थे.
अच्छा.
उसके थोड़े ही आगे एक college था, girls college and boys college, but it was more of a girls college.
Mm-hmm.
तो एक ऐसा सीन था संजीवनी में जहाँ जूही एक चैरिटी फंक्शन के लिए हॉस्पिटल के लिए परफॉर्म करती है, और उस सीन के दौरान हम दोनों की बातचीत नहीं है.
अच्छा.
तो शी ऑलरेडी शॉट एट दैट कॉलेज इन द ऑडिटोरियम एंड आई वाज शूटिंग इन अनदर लोकेशन, आई वाज सपोज टू कम देयर लेटर एंड शूट. तो मुझे पता ही नहीं था कि इट्स अ गर्ल्स कॉलेज, एंड आई जस्ट एंटर्ड द कॉलेज विद माय कार एंड आई हैड दिस डार्क टिंट, एंड somebody saw me through my windshield and kind of recognized me, and before I could reach to where the shoot was happening,
acha,
it was totally out of control. There were some 400 girls who had surrounded my car, and
God.
I'm not kidding, I'm being as honest as I can be, which I'm very I didn't know how to make it from my car to the makeup van. It took me exactly 45 minutes.
Oy. And how far was the other venue,
and
the place where you're going to go? Right next door.
Right next door. And from my makeup van to make it to my shot took me like 15 minutes, you know, because, and I'm just thankful to all of them that they didn't kind of stay my clothes, because then I would have been in trouble. But I also love them because they gave me the support to do better.
Exactly. They're the ones who actually make you the star, isn't it? Yeah, you're there, no?
Yeah, they're totally responsible for that. I mean, I must have just, the 50% of the effort is mine and 50% is theirs.
Bilkul. Agla message hai from Mini, and this is also one of those lovely messages. Meher, I'm a great fan of yours, and I thought as Dr. Rahul, you were simply great. No one could have done that role more convincingly. You managed to look helpless and in love, but never weak, though I would have loved to see Sanjeevani concentrate on his original track based on the lines of ER. Yet your chemistry with Juhi made it worth it, and I hope we can see you in more substantial and impressive roles in the future as well. Also, if possible, please smile more. No one on TV has more endearing smile as you. Your smile lights up the dullest of screens. Oh, there you go.
Thank you so much, Mini. I would love to smile more often, but I guess on television it works the other way, and I'm going to keep this in mind. I'm going to tell anybody who's hiring me for the next project that I have to smile.
Give you a smiley character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agla Haji from Belafa. Belafa, yeah, that's the name. Oh man, you're so cool and hot and perfect as Vikram. Can you please, please, please say my name in the interview? Please pronounce it as Ina.
Okay, she wants me to imitate my character.
Yeah, she just wants you to say her name and, you know, say something nice to her.
And what was the name again? I'm sorry?
Ina.
Ina.
Ina. Yeah.
Okay. Ina, this is like the toughest thing I've ever been asked, but I shall not disappoint you. Just give me a split second and I shall say one of my dialogues, which I can remember if I can.
Yeah.
Or I'll say I love you to you in the way Vikram would have said it. So it's going to be like this. I'm going to say it in Hindi and English to you,
sure,
both, so that, you know, you can choose which one you like.
Are you going to say it to me or Ina?
Pardon me?
Are you going to say it to me or Ina?
Ina, it's only for Ina.
Okay.
It's exclusively for her.
Okay.
Ina, शायद मैंने तुम्हें ये बहुत पहले कभी नहीं बताया होगा, लेकिन अब बताना चाहता हूँ। मैं तुमसे बहुत प्यार करता हूँ। Okay, the English version would be.
Okay.
Ina, I haven't told you this before, but I wouldn't want to waste time anymore. I love you a lot.
Me too. Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. I wanted to make it realistic, isn't it? Okay. The
yeah.
next, the next one is how has marriage changed your life? That's from Ruined Fan.
Well, marriage has changed my life for the better because you know, I've always had this feeling when I used to work before and I used to come back home that, you know, you always want to go back home to someone after a hard day's work.
Mm-hmm.
And friends did have their own place in my life, and yeah, girlfriends were there, but you know, it's the family, it's that one person that knows how tired you are, irrespective of what you want to do. She would just be there for you, you know, hold you and kind of take care of things. And marriage has given me that satisfaction, and all the dreams that I've ever had, I'm living them today after marriage.
Beautiful. That's how it should be as well. I think because we talk a lot about love in our shows and the relationships, I think it's very nice that a lot of celebrities who I've interviewed are very very intimate when they come to these kind of issues. Not if marriage has changed them for the better.
You know what, because what has happened is aajkal media ne kaafi in cheezon ko bigaad diya hai. You know, kaafi aisi pictures bani hai, kaafi shows bane hai, jahan pe marriage as an institution has not been portrayed very strongly.
Sahi, bilkul sahi.
And we people, we actors, are part of those shows. And this is what people look at, you know, when they watch, they think, oh, okay, this happens.
Exactly.
But I like to tell everybody that each and every one of us who you see on television are so happily married. I know all of them personally, and they're so happily married, and they love their wives, and they're doing a tremendous job, and you like all of them is because they are really content in life.
Exactly.
You know, and marriage has changed everybody, and I'm sure all my co-actors and actresses would agree with this.
Absolutely, they definitely will. Let's see, the next question is personal. There you go. Please describe your first meeting with Manini. That's the one which we asked before as well. We asked you, aapki kahan se mulaqat hui, and you had two dates, and started.
Actually, meri pehli mulaqat Manini ke saath kaafi bizarre thi. Hum bilkul ek dusre ko nahi jante the, matlab jaise ki maine bataya ki hum bahut hi few occasions se mile the.
Acha.
Lekin ittefaq se hua kya ke jo Manini kabhi apni life mein pehle nahi kiya hai. Out of the blue, unne mujhe phone kiya, wo, and you know, it's generally a man asking a woman out for a date, but it was the other way around. She called me up and she asked me out for a date.
Uh-huh.
And then, would you like to step out for a drink? And we didn't even know each other. We kind of were trying to figure out who's on the other end of the line.
Uh-huh.
But I said yes, and I was anyway going out with a few friends, and she joined us, and we just got talking, and we that night we didn't talk, we partied a lot.
Mm.
The next day we went out for a movie and for dinner, where we spoke from about 12 o'clock in the night to about 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting in a coffee shop.
Gotcha.
And just chatted. And I guess we spoke about everything under the sun, from spirituality to cars to bikes to fashion to everything. And
whoa.
I think we just knew that this was it.
Exactly. So
that's how it just went
forward, and now you're together.
That's it. Oh. And travel. Yeah.
The next one is about Nach Baliye. How was your experience in Nach Baliye, and would you participate in Nach Baliye 2 if they asked you to?
First of all, my experience in Nach Baliye was great. I kind of overcame a fear that I've always had in my life, which is dancing, because I never considered myself to be a great dancer, and I still don't. So Nach Baliye kind of cleared that fear for me, and today as an actor, I've improved because I've overcome one of my fears, which you definitely need in the field of acting.
Exactly.
And I'm more comfortable with the whole idea of dancing. But it was a great experience. It was very stressful, you know, as a family, when you're working as a couple. And, you know, with co-actresses, you can still get away with a lot of things. But when it's your own wife working, or your own husband, for that matter, there are a lot of things that you probably don't like the other person doing professionally. You know, you may think differently as a professional, and she may think. And kind of compromising and understanding those things was very stressful, and the timings were odd. We were rehearsing for like 10 hours a day, plus mm-hmm. doing our regular jobs. But overall, it was a wonderful experience. It really changed us as a person. And regarding if I was invited on Nach Baliye 2,
uh-huh.
well, I would have to ask my wife because she decides that.
Okay, cool. Another question is from Dr. Isna, and she's saying, I liked your doctor role, and now I'm going to be a doctor like Dr. Juhi, so please pray for me. Okay, that's Dr. Isna. So you're Dr. Manriyan, so you have your prayers in that sense.
Dr. Isna, I... खुद ही आपके लिए दुआ करूंगा लेकिन मुझसे ज्यादा मेरी वाइफ हैं जो हर रोज चांट करती हैं शी फॉलोज बुद्धिज्म आल्सो एज अ रिलीजन और उनकी चांट आज तक जिसके लिए हुई है हमेशा ही अच्छा हुआ है आई विल मेक श्योर शी चांट्स फॉर यू एंड यू बिकम अ वंडरफुल डॉक्टर
अनदर मैसेज इज फ्रॉम अनम शी इज आवर बहुत अच्छी लिसनर फ्रॉम स्वीडन एंड शी इज लिसनिंग टू द शो राइट नाउ एज वेल शी इज गोइंग हे मिहिर आई एम गोइंग टोटली नट्स एट दिस मोमेंट लेट मी टेल यू दैट यू आर द मोस्ट क्यूटेस्ट एंड स्वीटेस्ट लुकिंग एक्टर ऑन स्क्रीन यू रॉक टेल अस that whom do you adore the most in your life? And that's Anam from Sweden who's asking that.
Anam, thank you so much for what you said, and that's really touching, and I love you for that. The person who touches me most in my life as of now where I stand is God, because he's made my life, you know, worth living. I mean, he's given me wonderful parents, he's given me wonderful childhood, wonderful everything. And if you ask me in who I adore the most in this world, which is the human world, would be my wife for standing up and dealing with every problem that we've gone through in our 1 year of marriage, be it work, be it finance, be it house, be it everything. She has just stood there like a rock and made sure that I go through everything. And so it's my wife here and God Almighty above.
Oh, that's very sweet. I think that's exactly the kind of love everybody should be showing their wife, and vice versa, no? To keep the love going.
Wives are nothing but an extension of God.
Ah, zabardast. That's very lovely said. Agla message hai from Mihir. I think it's from Birmingham. Mihir ji, Hare Kanch ki Jodiya, you are best acting. You are very good. Okay, that's one. And the other one is from Sangeeta about the first sight love with your wife, which you already told us. Next one is from Avinash. He's a listener from India, and he's saying, Mihir Mishra, you did a splendid work in Sanjeevani. I never missed an episode of Sanjeevani, and for this I had to even bunk off my office. There you go, you have tons of fans who just missed their own kaam sham just to watch your shows. How do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about the people like right now live listening to the show from all over the world, sending messages? Because वैसे तो होता है कि TV पे आपका interview होता है, news में होता है. Right now, people listening to you and sending live messages and telling you how much they adore you, how much they love you, and they're listening to your voice. The person who they're not so.
Vikas, I'll tell you what. It is such an overwhelming experience right now. You know, I really don't have words to express how I feel because. Yeah, we हम लोग बहुत interviews करते हैं TV पे papers, you know, जैसे वो Mumbai Times का यहाँ पे Bombay Times का paper है which is called the page 3, the happening page 3. And wantingly, unwantingly, because I'm not the kind who likes to go out and make sure that I'm clicked. But we do attend social occasions and we've been clicked so much and been on the papers. But such an interactive show that I'm having right now with you and all the fans around the world means much more than all those pictures on all those papers, because really makes me feel that, okay, you know what, I need to do better, because these people are kind of depending for me to kind of touch their hearts with whatever I do in my ability. So I just have to put an honest effort, and I really thank every one of them for being so supportive and so faithful and so loyal and so patient with me.
Absolutely.
And I just assure them that I will not disappoint them in the future.
Well, you definitely will not. Another question, another comment hai ji Aparna ki taraf se. She's saying, Hi Mihir, I loved your character Vikram initially at the start of Hare Kanch Ki Chudiyan, but recently kya ho gaya waise? Character just turned upside down, very aur ajeeb sa ho gaya hai. Lekin my question to you is, will this character go back on track anytime soon? Please, please, please tell me what's happening.
Aparna, yeah, I totally agree with you. Character started out very strong and nice and, you know, a perfect kind of a gentleman with whatever problems he had.
Haji.
But television works in a different way. It's also like, you know, like people like you have such strong reviews and views about the shows. A lot of other people think. So we just kind of trying to cater to the audience. And every show has an up and down. So right now it's the downside of the show where, you know, everything is mixed match. Yes, I would be back in the way I was. And even better, there's a lot of interesting stuff that's going to happen on the show. A lot of action, a lot of fun, a lot of thriller, a lot of accusations, murders, and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm sure you'll be as entertained as you were when the show began.
So definitely will. Next comment is from Princess, and she's saying, Mihir, 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 oh my God, you are so good looking. Your wife is really lucky, and I am jealous. You totally rock, man. This is my first time watching you on TV in Harikant Ki Churi, and I must say, you are a great actor. By the way, do give us a smile in Harikant Ki Churi, and please, Mihir rocks when he smiles. There you go.
Okay, I will make sure in the forthcoming episode I give my best smile.
Exactly. Kafi zyada message smile ki wajah se aa gaye.
No, but you know, guys, it's very funny because it's a very funny thing in my life. I have never liked my own smile, right? And every show that I've worked on, whenever there has been a shot that I have to smile and be happy, I've had to give like tremendous amount of like 10 retakes at the best I've done because I always thought that, are you crazy? You want to catch me smiling because I have the ugliest smile. And when the shot used to get over, I used to be laughing and having fun, and my director always tell me, dude, why can't you do this on camera? I said, because on camera the entire world and country is watching me, and I don't want to make a fool of myself. It's funny because my mother has said this, and now all these people are saying that I guess there has to be some truth, then I'm going to work on it now.
सही बात है. मुझे पता है कि आप बिल्कुल मुझे feel हो रहा है आप कैसे कह रहे हैं क्योंकि मुझे मेरा भी ये मसला है. I'm really shy of smiling on camera. If pictures we have on crazy.
It's funny. I mean, you know, we this is our job. You're supposed to cry when you're supposed to cry, and you're supposed to laugh.
Exactly.
But these few things people don't understand. It's so difficult. I just can't. I can be smiling right now from year to year, but if the camera's rolling, my God, you have to do something miraculous to make me smile.
Then nothing happens. Okie dokie. Next message. Do you speak Punjabi as well? I'm asking you to speak Punjabi. I'll speak a
little bit. Let's
speak Punjabi.
Punjabi
bolenge. Agle 5 saalon ke baad apne aap ko kithe dekhte ho? Ki karoge 5 saalon baad aur ki nazar aa rahe ho? Plan banane
5 saalon baad jinne bhi ek question puche hain unme disappoint nahi karanga to 5 saalon baad main apne aap nu Shahrukh Khan ka bangla khareedne ko dekhu.
Oh kya baat.
Realistically 5 saal baad मैं अपने आप में एक सक्सेसफुल आदमी देखना चाहता
हूँ. अच्छा सही. मैं शाहरुख खान ने इंटरव्यू उन्होंने कल की थी, उन्होंने इंटरव्यू करांगा दोबारा तो फिर मैं जरूर उन्होंने कहूंगा कि मिहित और बंगला खरीदना चाहते हैं तो जरा रेट दे दो उन्होंने.
प्रकाश बड़ा ही सरप्राइजिंग गल हैगी. शाहरुख न मैं जानना जब मैं छोटा सेगा जब वो फौजी सीरियल कर रहा था.
ओहो सही.
एंड शाहरुख मैं वी हैड डिनर टुगेदर. हम लोगों ने खाना वाना साथ में खाया. हम काफी कुछ मस्ती की थी. हूं तो वो नहीं रिमेम्बर करेगा मैंने. ही इज द किंग ऑफ बॉलीवुड. बट कोई गल नहीं. ही इज अ स्वीट मैन इज ऑल आई कैन से फ्रॉम व्हाट एवर आई नो. ही इज अ वेरी नाइस मैन.
एग्जैक्टली. ही डेफिनेटली इज. एंड ही विल रिमेम्बर यू व्हेन यू गो टू हिज प्लेस विद दैट बिग चेक टू बाय हिज मैंशन इज़न्ट इट.
वेल व्हाट आई कैन डू इज स्पेशल फॉर ऑल माई फैंस आर लिसनिंग इन. दो यू गाइस आर टॉकिंग टू मी. बट व्हाट आई कैन डू वेरी स्पेशल फॉर यू इज आई कैन इफ एनी वन ऑफ यू लव Hrithik Roshan or Priyanka Chopra or any of these people, please do let me know. They're very good friends and I can convey all your love to them. And probably they can come to India Forum and have a conversation.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to have them right here. I'll talk to you after the interview, maybe some other day, and we'll fix something.
Yeah.
Yeah? Brilliant.
Yeah.
And the next one is a little bit of a thingy. Describe the following people in one word. So I'll ask you a question, if you'll tell me your name, then you'll tell me. Okay? Yes,
yes.
Shyam Ali Sinigdha Akolkar.
Shyamli Sinigdha Akolkar. Okay, one word.
Yeah, one word.
There but not there.
Okay. Swapnil Joshi.
Wonderful person.
Gurdeep Kohli.
A co-actress I would love to work again with.
Sanjit Bedi.
An amazing friend.
Shilpa Kadam.
Can't say much.
Rupali Ganguly.
Sweet woman.
Manini Mitra.
Man, goddess.
Okay. The next one is a rapid fire. So, it can be one word answer. Your favorite co-star?
Manini Mitra.
TV actor? Favorite?
Monish Behel.
Favorite TV actress?
Manini Mishra.
Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite food?
Chinese.
Favorite outfit?
Casual, jeans and t-shirt.
Favorite movie actor?
Al Pacino.
Favorite
in Hollywood and Hrithik Roshan in India.
Uh-huh. And favorite actress?
Priyanka Chopra in India and Salma Hayek Hollywood.
Cool. Salma is the lady. And your favorite song? Aaj koi hai koi aajkal koi aisa favorite song aapke dimag pe chhaya hua?
Favorite song. I think the title track of Rang De Basanti.
Mm-hmm. That's quite good. And your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all times would be in the newer times would be Sin City. In the olden times would be Guns of Navarone.
Zabardast. And agla jo hamare kuch chote chote se questions hain unka aapne fill in the blanks karna hai, theek hai na? It's just going to be something simple. A role you would like to play?
Al Pacino, Center for Women.
A place you would do anything to visit?
Bora Bora Island.
You would never eat? What?
Squid.
Okay. Your birth date and star sign?
Sagittarius, 19 December 1976.
What do you get bored of?
Boredom.
One thing you would never do?
Lie.
What do you hate?
Dishonesty.
What do you love and you cannot say Manani or Dianur?
My cars.
Okay. You would love to meet whom?
Al Pacino and Uma Thurman and Salma Hayek and the list is endless.
And if you could, you would...
Pardon me? Repeat.
If you could, you would...
Be myself again in the same life or another.
And the last one, when you and Manani fight, who says sorry first?
Me. And her. I guess it's simultaneous, but I think me. I am me. Yeah, me.
You said first?
I
okay.
hope you're not listening.
Unse main baad mein puchunga. That's going to come as well. Okay, the next one is Avinash ki taraf se from India. He's saying, Mihir, you're so nice and down to earth. Vikas bhai, I bet this is going to be the best interview I've ever heard. There you go. We have done tons of interviews and he likes this one. So yeah, ji, Avinash.
Well, I think this is the best interview I've ever had.
Zabardast, thanks a lot for that, Mihir. Ab at the very end, hamara chota sa ek jingle hai jo ki aapne bolna hai, which is going to be like, Hi, this is Mihir Mishra, and you see me as da 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 da, and you're listening to Craze FM. You choose.
Okay.
Aapne kya kehna hai? Kahan par aapne kisko dekha?
Great FM, right? Is that?
Craze. Crazy hota na jaise.
Craze. Okay, cool. Sorry for that one, guys.
No problem.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
1, 2, and it's listening. Because our entire jo hai na viewing kehte hain. 1, 2, and 3.
Hi, this is Mihir Mishra, and you can watch me on Harikant Ki Churiya on Darna Mana Hai very soon, and a lot of other shows. And you're listening to Craze FM. Enjoy.
Zabardast, thanks a lot for that. And at the very end, Mihir Mishra, aapka bahut bahut shukriya. In conjunction with India Forums, this was an interview on crazefm.com. People are going to be downloading this interview for years and years to come, and we are booming everywhere, every single part of the world. So aapke taraf se koi aisa message jo aapke apne live listeners ko abhi se dena chahte hain, who are listening to you kaan laga ke saath apne internet radio pe.
मैं सब लोगों को ये बोलना चाहूंगा कि थैंक यू सो मच. मैं बहुत थका हुआ आज आया था घर, बहुत मेहनत करके आया था. कुछ ऐसी चीजें भी हुई थी मेरे सेट पे जिससे मैं बहुत अपसेट भी था. आप लोगों को अगर मैं एक सच बोलूं तो विकास भाई को अच्छा नहीं लगेगा कि बात ये थी क्योंकि एकदम मूड नहीं था क्योंकि मैं बहुत गुस्से में आया था. लेकिन ये इंटरव्यू करने के बाद मेरा गुस्सा ठंडा हो गया. मेरी प्रॉब्लम आर इन द बैक सीट बिकॉज आई एम सो ओवरवेल्म्ड. मेरी सुबह 7 बजे की शिफ्ट है पर मुझे लगता है मैं आधी रात अपनी बीवी के साथ ये बात करता रहूंगा कि कितने लोग हैं जिन्होंने मुझे कितना सारा प्यार दिया है. एंड इट्स ओवरवेलमिंग. आई कांट बिलीव इट. थैंक यू एवरीबॉडी. होप आई कैन मैच अप टू योर यू नो डिजायर्स एंड आई कैन एंटरटेन यू टिल टाइम आई कैन. एंड होप यू गाइस हैव अ वंडरफुल लाइफ एंड एंजॉय योरसेल्फ. बी सेफ, ड्राइव केयरफुली एंड डोंट चीट ऑन योर वाइफ.
Oh, Zabardast. Thanks a lot for that, Mihir, and it was lovely chatting to you, and one of my favorite interviews as well, I would say that, because you're definitely very down-to-earth, and a person who is very down-to-earth, respects their parents, and loves his wife, and children, bachchen ko pasand karte hain, and are very understanding when it comes to ظاہر بندہ تھک کے جب آتا ہے تو بندہ خود ہی موڈ سے پتا چل جاتا ہے, لیکن یو ایکچولی conveyed everything so perfectly fine. It was lovely chatting to you. And
thank you, Vikas. وہی ہے نا, کیا کہتے ہیں کہ لائف میں جب ہم لوگ بڑے ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں تو ہمارے جو ڈیزائر ہوتے ہیں, ہمیں وی ڈیزائر آف اے گڈ لائف, گڈ وائف, گڈ منی, گڈ ہاؤس, گڈ ایوری تھنگ.
بالکل.
اور جب وین وی فلفل دوز, وی اسٹارٹ ڈیزائرنگ لاٹ مور.
ایگزیکٹلی.
بٹ وی ہیو ٹو ریلش اینڈ انڈرسٹینڈ اینڈ ریسپیکٹ واٹ وی ہیو اچیوڈ اینڈ واٹ یو ڈیزائرڈ. And that is what I'm doing. I have a lot more dreams, but right now I'm enjoying all my dreams that have come true, which I've wished in the past. And I wish and hope that everybody does the same. You know, you have one life. Let's live clean, enjoy ourselves. Let's live for the moment. And the only thing about in the future you should be worried is your finances.
Exactly.
Let's leave to God. Have a wonderful life.
Zabardast. Take care of yourself and have a great night and a great future. And we'll talk again very soon. Take care.
Thank you, Vikas.
Bye, man.